Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Tuesday, August 31st. Just one hiccup. Astrological skies are clear this morning and good for work or play. The only quack appears at 11:40 a.m. when the moon squares dreamy Neptune, and someone is full of it, and you need a nap. Well, a perky moon-Uranus sextile follows at 4:13 p.m. Luna turns void, of course, then until she enters Gemini at 5:19 p.m. New energy in the skywatch suggests a good night to mingle. As the moon travels on to sextile or kiss lucky Jupiter at 7:09 p.m., speak up and place your order tonight. And looking ahead, we've seen the worst of 2010. It's in our rearview mirror. Yeah, Mercury is still retrograde as we begin a new month, but he will turn direct on September 12th. Even better, all of the major squares and oppositions that have been in the heavens over the last few months begin to drift apart and weaken as the days go by. There will be repercussions still awaiting solutions and more trials and tribulations ahead from the difficulties we have already faced, but we have seen the worst of 2010. That's Skywatch. I'm Lance Ferguson.
According to our guest this hour, Jan Saccone, your body is vibration. An intentional sound can uplift and heal your soul and spirit. Keep up with visionary sound specialist Jan Saccone, director of the Song and Spirit Healing Center in Marin, by signing up for her newsletter at musicforjoyandhealing.com. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and I will be hosting today's show with Jan Saccone. Jan, it's so good to have you back on the program. I learned so much about how important sound is in our lives last time you were on. Thank you so much for having been here.
Hi, Bonnie, and thank you for having me on again. Yes, this was a great time.
Well, it is a great time for you because you're moving your center to Fairfax. Talk a little bit about that and how this will be different for you and your clients.
Well, you know, these days things are accelerating so quickly, we just can't hold on to anything that we're attached to. And I was told by Spirit that I, in fact, am finished here. I've been here 2.5 years. And I'm fairly protected here. I'm at the end of a commercial professional park, and I've been initiating a lot of people through the sound field. And now I have been told that I'm to work with people in a more public setting and do groups and teach and do the activations and transmissions to the public. So I am going to be part of a cooperative, which is very exciting because we're all learning. We don't have to do it ourselves anymore.
Right.
So I'll be working with 3 women, and I will be carrying the sound healing aspect. And so I'm really looking forward to this. I'll be downtown Fairfax. I've been working there a year, working with the community, with sound, and it just feels right.
Well, congratulations. You know, I had Joanne Roan Cook on the show the other day. She's a nutritionist, medical intuitive from Colorado. She's been a guest on my program for about 20 years now. And she was saying that she feels that if you're not moving this year, you're not where you're supposed to be. Now, she didn't necessarily mean that you have to move your office or your home or whatever, but I think this is an outward and visible sign of the kind of movement that she's talking about. Jan, we're going to be talking about your work. We're going to be talking about sound healing. But first of all, one of the things that my guests do on Seeing Beyond is that they're encouragers for me and for my listeners. What would you have to say to a guest who or a listener who knows that he or she is either needing to move or is about to move, whether that's inwardly or outwardly, and is afraid to do so? What suggestions would you give them?
Well, the answer will not come from without. It will not come from other people. Right now, we are being directed to go directly inwardly and listen to our intuition, because we each have a specific formula, vibrational formula, and that is required to be implanted to create initiatives with a certain group of people at a certain place. Now we are forming collaborative teams. So it's the hunches, it's the synchronicities, it's the two or three signs that let you know that where you're at is not working, and then a door opens. For instance, I went to Mount Shasta, and I was given a vision of a golden birdcage on a cloud. And they said, Jan, are you ready to let go of all labels and all attachments, because essentially you are caging yourself? So that prepared me for the next week's spiritual download, that in fact I should move on from my beloved, beautiful Song and Spirit Center here. And lo and behold, I go over, and my friend who works at the Crystal Chalice and owns it for 2 years said, Jan, I'm moving to Hawaii. Spirit's directing me. And I think you're to be the new sound healer here and to take over the sound healing. So it's that easy. I encourage people not to feel fearful, but to be joyful. And what I think our Creator is saying, we're to find new marching orders are coming down from above. And so we really are forming these teams, an army of light workers, to accomplish this essentially reharmonization of the Earth grid for creation of the new ways of living on Earth.
So new connections are forming all of the time, and what's been happening for me also, Jan, is that I'm getting reconnected to people from my past, people who had maybe not moved on forever, but people who I felt would not be back in my life in a significant way for a long time, and all of a sudden the phone rings, I get an email,
yeah.
I get an idea of somebody's name in my brain, and I call them, and they were just about to pick up the phone and call me. So you're right, we're forming new groups, but these are the soul groups that we're meant to be here.
Exactly.
And now, you talked about the fact that we each have, did you call it a formula within us? That's very intriguing to me. What do you mean by that?
Well, we each have a place of origin somewhere in the cosmos. And, for instance, I can only speak for myself, and I help clients figure this out. Which universes, which galactic systems, which planets have I contracted with to bring information here to Earth and to retrieve information? Again, it's we are electromagnetic beings, and we are consciousnesses, so I'm actually a hybrid in this lifetime, and I am bringing, as part of my prenatal contract, various healing aspects into the medical and the healing systems of Earth. And so we have these formulas, and you can actually, we now have technology where you can track the vibrational pictures, the auras, the vibrational patterns in the voice, which shows the emotions, it shows our physicality. Here I work with the voice bio. But we can actually simply, even just through meditation, go in very deeply and ask. I had my last client 1 hour ago saw that she is from Sirius, and this was quite a surprise for her, the planet Sirius. She is working with the Isis lineage, and she just followed Spirit. Spirit said, come visit Jan, get a three-visit package. And it's that simple. I think people are now finding out who they are and where they're from, who their soul groups are, and what the contracted work is to do to fulfill these missions on Earth. So the 2012, all of this is coming true now as we speak. It's very exciting time to be alive.
And you're moving to Fairfax. You're moving to a beautiful place, and I love the name of it, Crystal Chalice. It's located in downtown Fairfax. Of course, our Sing Beyond listeners can come there to see you. How will the personal healing sessions, how will they be different after your move?
Well, this is the exciting part. I was figuring out, how can I create a chamber within an existing small retail store? And so I followed my hunches, and I went to the county fair, and there was this fellow named Miguel. And he builds domes. He's traveled worldwide, and he's building me an African living earth dome. And so I will be able to take the scientifically harmonic chimes, the sound and the color and the light systems, and I'll be able to bring my entire healing system there that I use here at the center. So that's very exciting. So people can come in a state-of-the-art dome, which is similar to what Edgar Cayce has always spoken about in his readings that the ancients use, sound, light, and color in an egg shape. So it'll be made out of earth, and I think it's going to be quite the hit in Marin because people there are so forward-thinking will be quite excited to come and visit the dome. I'm actually going to have a special until December that you can just come and experience it for $1 a minute, and it's very exciting and multifaceted, and so I welcome people to stop by the Crystal Chalice. October 1st. I move over on October 1st.
All right, and where is Fairfax located in Marin?
Fairfax, it's about 10 minutes northwest of San Rafael, which is the heart. To think Cafe Gratitude, I'm sure all your listeners know where that is. You just go down the Miracle Mile and make a right on Sir Francis Drake Boulevard. Fairfax is, I call, the tuning fork of ascension and awakening, I believe, for the entire Bay Area.
And why is that?
Well, for instance, Matthew Edwards is there, and he is the leader in collaborative community and setting up new systems of bartering, and it's just quite amazing. I've been doing sound healing there for a year, and the women that come in, they're just collaborative. It's a different mindset. It feels very progressive. Many people are leaders in the ecological initiatives, and I'm just quite amazed at what is being created there. And the exciting part, behind the chalice, we have a vortex there, and all year we've had beautiful rituals to honor all the various holidays and sacred events, and we'll be continuing that. We'll be continuing that. So I invite people to sign up for my newsletter.
You can sign up for my newsletter at musicforjoyandhealing.com, and that's just how it sounds. And that way you can keep track of everything that we're doing at the Chalice and at the Center.
I love that, and I'll put that out again. It's musicforjoyandhealing.com. And do people need to make an appointment to see you after October 1st to come in for that $1 a minute in the dome?
Well, that is a that's a drop-in special when I'm there.
Great, yes. I love that.
Otherwise, personal appointments are $120 for an hour and $150 for an hour and a half.
All right, and could you please put out your phone number so that people can reach you?
Yes. Now?
Yes.
Okay.
So what number should our listeners use to call you, Jan?
707-206-5068.
All right, that's 707-206-5068. Well, lots of excitement around Jan Sircone and her healing center. We'll come back and share more as we continue to see beyond.
Can you imagine celebrating International Angel Day with Doreen Virtue herself? In this inspirational all-day session in San Francisco, Doreen will give audience angel readings and help you awaken your natural psychic and healing abilities. She'll renew your faith with true stories of miraculous healings. Later, Doreen will conclude the event with a powerful angel therapy healing session. Celebrate your angels with Doreen Virtue at this special one-day event in September. For tickets, visit angeltherapy.com.
This is Bonnie Colleen. Yes, isn't it exciting? Doreen Virtue coming to San Francisco September 12th. And in honor of International Angel Day, want tickets? I hope you do. I'll be there. I'd love meeting you. So all you need to do, we're making it so simple. Go to our Seeing Beyond webpage. You'll see a lovely picture of Doreen Virtue. Click on that. It takes you right over to the page on the Hay House site where you can buy your tickets. Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen. Well, you've been hearing about Food Max all week on Seeing Beyond. And if you're listening from 7 to 8 a.m. to Seeing Beyond this Friday and participate in our contest, you may just be
one of the lucky six winners. Winners will be receiving a $50 gift certificate to Food Max. That's this Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. Good luck.
Having a Labor Day barbecue? The Food Max High Price Whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure your total grocery bill is always the lowest at Food Max, guaranteed. So stop in today and save on everything you need for Labor Day barbecue, including grilling favorites like burgers, hot dogs, and sweet corn, fresh sides like potato and macaroni salad. And don't forget Food Max's farm-fresh summer produce is delivered daily, including grapes, peaches, cantaloupes, and watermelons. Happy grilling from the Food Max High Price Whistleblower.
I'm Bonnie Colleen. Welcome back. Yes, Jan Saccone says your body is vibrational and intentional sound can uplift and heal your soul and spirit. Find out more about her and her new center and the work that she does at musicforjoyandhealing.com. What do you mean by that, Jan, that our body is vibration and intentional sound can uplift and heal our soul and spirit? What do you mean by intentional sound?
Well, what I've rediscovered that so many sound healers work with the principles that our bodies are vibration and we can track those vibrations. And when we dial our consciousness in for a certain thing to happen in our body, which happens naturally. We think a joyful thought, all of our endocrinology and everything shifts, or if we're upset. So we merely harness our consciousness. So when I do a sound journey on people, I have a three-point process that enables me to do that very, very, very powerfully. First, I ask and intend to set a sacred space, which is very protective and allows for all the right things to happen. I say only energies of the highest light be present. Second, I invoke the higher energies, the archangels and the ascended masters. So now we have all of this energy available to us, and I say it's like big horses, horsepower, wild energy. But you have to make an intention. You have to dial in your consciousness for a specific thing to happen. It could be a physical healing, an awareness, a communication to a spirit guide. So the intention part is the part that it gives it the fuel for it actually to have fruition in the entire process.
And again, people can make an appointment to see you. It's $120 for an hour, $150 for an hour and a half. They can also drop in after October 1st and actually experience the dome for just a dollar a minute. The number to call is 707-206-5068, 707-206-5068. What's your address in Fairfax so that people can note that?
You know, Bonnie, I had to run over to pick up the other phone. And it's right downtown Fairfax. I don't have the address there. I don't have it memorized. It's right across from the big coffee roastery, and it's two doors down from the Good Earth grocery store there that's so popular.
Well, that's better than an address anyway. Now, you have moved to the center in Fairfax for a lot of reasons, and one of them is because, as you said, you decided that you could work so much more effectively with others. And I've been saying on Seeing Beyond for such a long time that you don't have to do it, whatever it is, alone. And so you're excited about this new collaborative aspect and working with community. Share a little bit more about that.
Well, when I had my own center, I had to do all of the marketing and do all of the healing, do the supply ordering. Simply by working with other women, we can all do what we are really good at. For instance, Kelly will be working with the minerals, and she will be able to help people find just the right crystal or mineral, and then they can bring that into the sound healing dome and have it activated by the sound, which is my specialty. Then we have Jagat, who is a computer specialist, and she's doing our marketing and helping us with our website. So we all know each other deeply, and we're supporting each other with what we're good at, and nobody has to wear all the hats. And to me, this is exactly where we're going in the future, this collaboration where we can all just do what we really love to do and simply have less resources going out. I'll be spending about a third of the money that I spent handling it all myself. Plus, each of us will only be working there 2 days a week if we so choose. So this is really all very positive, and it is the new model.
It is, to do what we love and do it effectively and in a way that works for us personally. And you're going to be having events there, speakers, community involvement, networking, rituals on the Vortex, and people, if you want to keep up with it and know more, go to musicforjoyandhealing.com. I just love Jan's website, and you will too. Now, you're developing a program called Priestess Circle, and that's going to be for 12 women. What's that all about?
Well, as we reconfigured of how to work with the community and continuing the rituals, we realized that a couple of women had been, again, carrying them, doing the work, the planning, the organizing. And so many women have come to me here at the Song and Spirit Center wanting to learn ritual, to set sacred space, and to work with community. And I said, why don't I offer a program and have 12 women come in, and we meet once a month, and we study the ancient feminine wisdoms. And I'll have specialty teachers come in to teach about essential oils, sacred geometries. I'll do the sound part. And these women will then be the facilitators and work with the various rituals throughout the year. So again, it's sharing the joy, sharing the work, and expanding it out into the community in that way.
Well, that sounds so fantastic. And how can people reach you if they want to talk about coming into the Priestess Circle?
Well, they can call me on my cell phone, 707-206-5068. And I do have a coordinator helping me and get on my newsletter list. That's the best way, through my website. And the newsletter announces all the events and we'll give you Anaya's email, and we're asking that each person coming in just say a little bit about themselves and why they'd like to be a part of it and see if it's resonance. Everything is resonance now, how we attract and, you know, work with our work groups, people that we're to do our work with.
Mm-hmm. Of course you work with sound tools, Jan, but oftentimes, people in general don't know what sound tools to use. How do you guide them?
Well, I ask what they're attracted to. Many women are needing to release their voice now, and they're attracted to the crystal bowls, the big white crystal bowls, because they make a very strong sound, and that vibration has a very waking up effect, and it's great for toning. For people wanting to balance their entire systems, tuning forks are great. In fact, through the Voice Bio, I'm able to measure the amount of vitality to the entire body. And people that use tuning forks, it's almost like vitamins, like all the notes, all the eight notes, you know, you just put it up and down your spine, and that seems to have a great effect. And then when people are actually in the more advanced sound healing, there's so many acoustical, pure instruments that they can work with. I've been recommending quite often a beautiful little handheld lap harp put out by the Music Makers, because it's very easy to play, and it gives people an instant sense of beauty and joy just by strumming it without really having to play it. In fact, one of the most important things, you do not have to be a musician. You just work with the sound with intention, and the shifts can occur in your body.
I love that, and especially the with intention part. Now, you've talked about your three-point process before and how it's ancient and modern and can create miracles when followed mm-hmm. exactly. What is your exact healing methodology?
Well, I first will usually do a voice bio. If a person is not really aware that they are sound and have a vibrational profile, that helps them understand in their rational linear mind. And then they say, oh, my God, it's like you're seeing my body. You see that I have irritability. You see my thyroid is low. So then I'm a registered nurse, and it gives me some credibility that I can correlate their vibrational profile to exactly what's going on. So then I say, if you are sound, if you are a harmonic being, and you, in fact, have these imbalances, let's discuss the leading causes. And usually there's one or two, and it's related to belief systems, emotions, patterns that are stuck since childhood. So the gift that I have discovered, that I have, that over the last few years I've been working with, is that I can take a person through the three-point process of setting sacred space, calling in their higher guides, and making the intention that I can call through and sound with my voice into their energy field, deconstruct, dissolve, simply by their allowing it and letting this flow and this repatterning process take place. That it's a contract. They're ready to do it. They find me. It's a resonance. And together, we have amazing, amazing results. To my astonishment, and I do work mostly with people in their spiritually proactive stage where we are perfecting a physical alignment and going into their ascension light body. And I work very on the very delicate geometries of their crown chakras and build their communication to their spirit guides and take them to the next level of light body. But I did have an experience working with a woman with metastatic cancer, severe, terminal. And I did the three-point process, and she was surrounded by loved ones and prayer. And the woman, in fact, shifted into her perfected light body and, in fact, was clear 10 days later at her next doctor's appointment. So this is the miracle zone, and what is occurring right now, the plans for the planet shifting into her next octave, many, many healers are finding that this ability to shift our consciousness into the perfected zone, and I use sound as my modality, is in fact tools that our Creator has given us for these shifts. For the right timing for each person.
I just love having you on, Jan. It's not only fascinating, but it is so encouraging. And again, Jan is moving to the Crystal Chalice in downtown Fairfax. She'll be there starting October 1st. We can come in and for $1 a minute experience the healing energies of the dome. Find out if this work is something that really resonates with you. That's a word that Jan keeps using. And you can also call her for her hour or hour and a half sessions at 707-206-5068, 707-206-5068. Keep up with this light being, Jan Saccone, by getting her newsletter, and you can do that at musicforjoyandhealing.com. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond.
Having a Labor Day barbecue? The Food Max High Price Whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure your total grocery bill is always the lowest at Food Max, guaranteed. So stop in today and save on everything you need for Labor Day barbecue, including grilling favorites like burgers, hot dogs, and sweet corn. Fresh sides like potato and macaroni salad. And don't forget Food Max's farm-fresh summer produce is delivered daily, including grapes, peaches, cantaloupes, and watermelons. Happy grilling from the Food Max High Price Whistleblower.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen. Well, you've been hearing about Food Max all week on Seeing Beyond. And if you're listening from 7 to 8 a.m. to Seeing Beyond this Friday and participate in our contest, you may just be one of the lucky six winners. Winners will be receiving a $50 gift certificate to Food Max. That's this Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. Good luck. Our bodies tell stories whether we're aware of it or not. Others can know our body stories before we ourselves know what they are, even domestic animals. People say what we don't know won't hurt us, ignorance is bliss, but some of our body's stories can unintentionally hurt as much as heal. Listen to James Nimick, author of the books Journeys, Stories Our Bodies Can Tell, and also Touch the Ocean, The Power of Our Collective Emotions, when he's at East West Books, Friday, September 3rd, 7:30 p.m. for a free lecture. James Nimick is a diplomat certified in craniosacral therapy through the Upledger Institute, and he'll be offering sessions the following day, September 4th at East West. He calls his unique blend of light touch healing art Crani-Ocean. Call East West Books for more information. Go to 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800 for more information or to sign up for a session. 650-988-9800.
You're invited to listen to Seeing Beyond this Wednesday when Robert Watson from Psychic Works will be here 8 to 9 a.m. Robert will be bringing you a meditation, discussing an interesting topic, and the last half hour he will share live on air psychic readings and energy healing. So don't miss it. Robert Watson this Wednesday 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Seeing Beyond.
According to our guest this hour, Jan Saccone, your body is vibration and intentional sound can uplift and heal your soul and spirit. Keep up with visionary sound specialist Jan Saccone, director of the Song and Spirit Healing Center in Marin. Sign up for her newsletter at musicforjoyandhealing.com and beginning October 1st, you can visit Jan at the Crystal Chalice in downtown Fairfax, where you can be one of the first to experience the Asara, the world's first prototype sound, light, and color healing chamber in a living earth dome. Find the healing tools that are just right for you, tuning forks, crystal bowls, and vibrational ascension tools. Now, to schedule a personal healing appointment with Jan, call her at 707-206-5068. 707-206-5068. That dome just sounds spectacular. I know that the geometric shape of the dome is very holy. Many religious edifices have been, you know, designed after the dome. What is the significance of the dome, and especially the earthen dome for you, Jan?
Well, I think the acoustical resonance coming off of the base geometrics, our bodies are made of basic geometrical patterning. Again, we are electromagnetic beings, and when I sing over a person, I actually can see the various geometries of their body. So anytime that we have a space that works with the geometries, it is a natural, harmonic way of speaking to our bodies. We also have the bamboo inside will be twisting in a feminine counterclockwise, so that also will shift the flow of energies within the body. We'll have a solar tube with natural prisms, so rainbows will flood the body. We'll have chimes, and people are going to take a ride. I mean, it's funny. It almost feels like Disneyland or the Exploratorium, but it truly is. This will wake people up to the fact that their entire body is a spectrum of sound, light, and color, and that through intention we can heal and repattern, and it'll be fun.
Well, I just think it's so fascinating, the work that you do, especially when you talk about the voice bio or profile. Many years ago, I read a fantastic novel by the famous Russian Solzhenitsyn. It's called The First Circle. And in it, he talks about, back then this was breaking news, the Soviets were designing voice recognition so that if they suspected you of something, they could identify you through voice recognition. And they were discovering to their amazement that each voice is as different from another as your fingerprints are unique. So just like every snowflake is unique, every fingerprint, every person's fingerprints are unique, so too is your voice pattern. And it sounds to me, Jan, like you can give people a reading in a different kind of way. I mean, a psychic may look at them and tell them about their future or something about their past lives or, you know, really read their energy. Mm-hmm. But you're able, it sounds like to me, to read this unique voice pattern.
Yes.
And that tells you what?
Well, we talked before that each person has a specific formula. And that formula is their signature of where they are in the universe, where they are from, what their vibrational patterns are. And when they speak, it amplifies their formula. Does that make sense?
Oh, it certainly does, especially since we have so many intuitives, clairvoyants, psychics,
yes,
et cetera, on this program, and I'm one myself. And many of us do phone readings, and we can listen to a person's voice and tell them so much about themselves. So this makes complete sense to me, and I'm asking you, Sing Beyond listeners, isn't this fascinating that you can go to somebody like Jan Saccone and find out about your formula, find out about your bio or profile, which is so unique. There is no other person on the planet who's ever been here before or whoever will be here again, or who's here right now, who is you. I find that absolutely fascinating, Jan, and I know that people are going to want to call you and get this session with you because you're able to do that for them. And again, Jan has hour sessions for $120. That's in person, $150 for an hour and a half, and the number is 707-206-5068, 707-206-5068. 5068. What are some of the things you've been able to tell people after they have one of these sessions with you?
Well, just to follow up on I just had an intuitive, deeper thought that Bonnie, if I hear a person's voice, I not only get a sense of where the light is coming through, where the channels are open, but actually where their wounding has bent the light,
mm-hmm,
bent the vibration of their voice. For instance, when I talk to a person, you can feel and sense if they cowered as a child from an abusive parent or if they have never felt safe to speak up in their voice, that we actually bathe each other in the vibrations of our totality and all of our experiences simply by speaking. And we fall in love with each other by our voice as well. Or we push people away by the patterning of our voices. So when people come and work with me, through the voice bio, we can take a look at what is out of balance and what is in balance and what their total vitality level is. And we look at the things that are pushing them out of balance. Usually, it's diet. It's environment, it's relationships, and all of this is in their voice. Now, this is the interesting part. If my voice has encoded in it that I do not have self-respect, I will invite other people in my life, and they will hear that button. And if I need that lesson taught to me, I will bring in through my voice beings who will then be very, very disrespectful to the point where I cannot tolerate it, and I will demand that I heal and seek the healing for that.
That is just absolutely fantastic, and I want to give out your number again, Jan, 707-206-5068. Jan, if we are vibrational beings, what is the most important thing we can do to protect and nurture our energy fields for greater health?
Well, I know the children of the future will be taught this because we'll be smarter, but if we get up every morning and we say, I place a beautiful, protective, you can call it a tent, a geometric structure, Tom Kenyon calls it the whole line of balance, we protect our energy field from disharmonious environments or people. We just, if I'm walking through downtown San Francisco or a store, I ask an intent to set a sacred space. I place a whole lot of balance over my entire energy field. Only energies of the highest light may be present. That immediately gives me a sense of calm and ease and protection. And that is the main thing, simply by stating it, by making that intention to protect our energy field. morning and night.
And we're being so bombarded, aren't we?
Well, right now, again, the planet is shifting up her vibrations. The last couple of months, it seems like an octave weekly. And so it is a little bit trickier to maintain our alignment. And those that are not working on their vibrations, it's more difficult for us to work with and be in the presence of these more dissonant aspects all the time. So it is very crucial that the structures of society are falling away. So, in fact, all we truly have is our own energy field to give us a sense of calm and stability for all that is occurring now, and to be positive for the co-creations that we will be creating together in a higher resonant field.
Well, thank goodness for people like you who are masterful teachers who can help us to go through this shift in the most positive way possible. And so many of our guests are talking about this shift. I mean, come on, Seeing Beyond listeners, certainly you feel it yourself. And wouldn't you like to know what your voice bio is, your profile is? Wouldn't you like to know how to protect yourself more and even get some sound tools that can help you as you are going through these times? So call Jan Saccone. She is available for sessions, an hour, $120, an hour and a half, $150. Her number, 707-206-5068, 707-206-5068. And she's moving, that's right, beginning October 1st. You can visit Jan at the Crystal Chalice. It's in downtown Fairfax. You can find out more about her upcoming classes and all of her work by signing up for her newsletter, and it's free. All you have to do is go to musicforjoyandhealing.com. Of course, the URL is listed right there on the homepage of our website. Just simply go to calendar and go to today's date, and you can link right over to musicforjoyandhealing.com. Starting October 1st, when Jan is in the center, you can come in for $1 a minute and actually experience this Earth Dome that has such profound healing effects on people. So again, her number, 707-206-5068. Her URL, musicforjoyandhealing.com. We've got more. Stay with us as we do just that. See Beyond.
Can you imagine celebrating International Angel Day with Doreen Virtue herself? In this inspirational all-day session in San Francisco, Doreen will give audience angel readings and help you awaken your natural psychic and healing abilities. She'll renew your faith with true stories of miraculous healings. Later, Doreen will conclude the event with a powerful angel therapy healing session. Celebrate your angels with Doreen Virtue at this special one-day event in September. For tickets, visit angeltherapy.com.
This is Bonnie Colleen. Yes, isn't it exciting? Doreen Virtue coming to San Francisco September 12th. And in honor of International Angel Day, want tickets? I hope you do. I'll be there. I'd love meeting you. So all you need to do, we're making it so simple, go to our Seeing Beyond webpage. You'll see a lovely picture of Doreen Virtue. Click on that. It takes you right over to the page on the Hay House site where you can buy your tickets.
Having a Labor Day barbecue? The Food Max High Price Whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure your total grocery bill is always the lowest at Food Max, guaranteed. So stop in today and save on everything you need for Labor Day barbecue, including grilling favorites like burgers, hot dogs, and sweet corn. Fresh sides like potato and macaroni salad. And don't forget, Food Max's farm-fresh summer produce is delivered daily, including grapes, peaches, cantaloupes, and watermelons. Happy grilling from the Food Max High Price Whistleblower.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen. Well, you've been hearing about Food Max all week on Seeing Beyond. And if you're listening from 7 to 8 a.m. to Seeing Beyond this Friday and participate in our contest, you may just be one of the lucky six winners. Winners will be receiving a $50 gift certificate to Food Max. That's this Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. Good luck.
There's always a good reason to visit East West Bookstore, and this week there's a special program every day from Tuesday through Sunday. Visit eastwest.com for the complete calendar of talks and workshops, including programs on stress reduction, executive leadership training, craniosacral therapy, authors Karen Hudson and Lily Hills of A Feminine Manifesta, and Scout Bartlett all weekend on spiritual independence, on healing old self-defeating habits. Check out eastwest.com for more details.
Jan Saccone offers guidance through intentional sound and the voice to assist you to find your way back home to the frequency of Source, to bring your entire being back to its highest vibratory state. It's a combination of science, spirit, and sound. And Jan has created unique, inspired ways to teach, heal, and facilitate in her multifaceted practice. Find out more at musicforjoyandhealing.com. Well, Jan, it sounds like you are on a mission. Can you tell us the bigger picture of what you're thinking and holding?
Well, it's interesting because I became a nurse, and I always had this picture that people would not have to get sick. And so as time went on, I was a singer and I was a nurse. Then I started working with hospice patients, and I could see that through intention I could bring the healing energies through the sound field down for this hospice patient, and they could go out of their body comfortably. And then I realized that these same healing energies could come into living people for them to become aligned and to go into their light body. And then I said, if we can do this, we can shift disease matrices and patterns. And I started studying sound, light, and color methodologies. And then the chamber, I hired specialists in sound engineering field. I teach at the Sound and Conscious Institute, and I speak worldwide on these topics, and I meet many, many specialists. And I believe that this prototype chamber is going to become the jewel of the new retreat spa centers for what I will call wellness centers of the future that will replace allopathic medicine. And I say that with all confidence.
Well, yeah, you do sound confident about it, and that is just so exciting. So you have a variety of ways people can work with you. I mean, I've talked about your hour and hour and a half session, but you've got several of the various modalities. So talk about many ways that people can see you, like, for example, your Thursday evening healing groups.
Well, I make it accessible and approachable for everyone at any level. Every Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Crystal Chalice, we have a drop-in group of sound, and we have a wonderful time. We have children. We have teachers visiting from the Midwest, and we do beautiful alchemical healing sound together, and that's by donation. We go out and have a big Indian lunch afterwards, and the Crystal Chalice is a hotbed of fun. I have to say that's one attractive factor for me. Then on Thursday evenings, I have a more profound meditative healing group that I facilitate using sound based on the people that come. And it's participatory, but you really don't have to do anything. Just come and receive and be, and we speak a little bit. And again, I do private sessions. I do workshops on the voice, and I take people on sacred tours. I'll be going to southern France, taking another group in this May, and I take groups up to Mount Shasta, and we have amazing times, and just always co-creating what is next to be created in the sound field.
Well, this is definitely your mission in life, and you mentioned that you're an RN. I can see how that training would really help you in the healing work that you do with people. How is it you decided to leave the doctor's office or the hospital setting to do this voice work?
Well, this may sound funny, but I realize as a nurse, I got that many people who are ill were going through a deeper, 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 much healing process of their belief systems, and I didn't believe that being a nurse dispensing medications, that I was truly being a healing agent. I felt that there was I needed to find a deeper way that, in fact, many people were choosing to stay ill and to work that field, and I felt a sense of helplessness. And so it wasn't until I began working with hospice patients and working within the alchemical sound field and intention that I could see actually what I believe the ancients knew. So much of what they did in the sacred divine feminine across time. Of course, they rounded them all up as witches, but that's not the case now. We are relearning our divine right to go into the quantum field and to command our consciousness for healing, for the good of all. So it's a great time to be alive.
So important. I think it is just wonderful that you're doing this. And I see, Jan, that Chris Caswell, the magical harpist, will be a guest at your concert series in Novato. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Chris is one of those Renaissance men, and he's just an amazing, a magical being. This will be our last concert here at the center, and so I chose Chris to come because he is he's one of those primal beings that holds the music of international sense, Celtic music. He's a king. He's a bard. He's a funster joker, and he's delightful. And the concert will be called The Heart of the Harp, and I'm hoping he'll let me do an improvisational piece with him. So, Chris, if you're listening in, I look forward to that. I've just been enjoying getting to know him and working with him a little bit.
And that's, again, going to be September 11th?
September 11th, 7:30 to 9:30, here at the Center, Song and Spirit, 31 Commercial Boulevard, Novato. And, again, watch my newsletter, and you will be given the information on how to reserve a ticket for that.
Well, that's a very propitious evening, September 11th. And then, of course, on October 1st, Jan Saccone is moving to Fairfax. And you can find out more about that, too. Just simply subscribe to her newsletter. It's free at musicforjoyandhealing.com. Now, you've got something on YouTube. Talk about that.
I have put some of the different methodologies that I've developed. For instance, the voice release method for women to get the hairball out of their voice, and you can actually see that. You can also see me working with the black hole chimes, which are beautiful, beautiful chimes that open the heart, heal heartache, and I'm actually doing that demonstration at the Crystal Chalice. And I explain the voice bio. I did a sonic greeting card for a friend one day, and my son is an attorney, and he said, "Oh, Mom, that's great." He said you could have people hire you to send sonic greeting cards to people around the world. So that is on there. But the most important thing is I'm beginning to do connections to Source. And this is a guided meditation where you will actually receive a deep infusion of divine light through your body. And it's a procedure that I learned through my wonderful teacher, Carolyn Corey of the Omnium Foundation. And so that's become an integral part of my work. So that's called a connection. So if you go onto the YouTube program of Song and Spirit, look for the one that says connection.
Well, I love that, Jan. I love the fact that you have such a variety of ways that Sing Beyond listeners and others can connect with you. And as I said earlier, one of our guests, Joanne Rohn Cook, said you'll know you're on your right path if you're moving this year. And she didn't necessarily mean moving physically, although she certainly did include that as part of moving, and that's why I congratulate you on the inward as well as the outward movement. And Jan Saccone is moving from Novato to Fairfax, and in the near future she'll be in Fairfax October 1st. You can come in after that for a $1 a minute session in the dome. Just find out how healing that energy is. You can be with Jan for an hour, a personal hour with her for $120, or an hour and a half for $150. So worth finding out your biological profile, the formula that is uniquely you. And for that, give her a call at 707-206-5068. That's 707-206-5068. Remember that the last big shindig that they're going to have before she leaves Novato is going to be this evening with the magical harpist Chris Caswell, and that'll be September 11th, 7:30 p.m. Find out more and get on Jan's mailing list by subscribing for her free newsletter at musicforjoyandhealing.com. Jan, I find you to be such a fascinating guest. Thank you so much for the very pioneering work that you're doing for Seeing Beyond listeners and others.
Thank you, Bonnie. You are a wonderful interviewer.
Oh, thank you so much.
I appreciated my time here so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And to the rest of you, remember, during these times of such profound change, to see beyond.